We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning the two dots, the second wide line from the Gemara Samach Aleph Amud Beis. We had in our Mishnah that the Tanakhama said, Hamatar Yenoi of a Goy, so the halacha is that you have, if it's open to Shirabim, so then the halacha is that it's Mutter, because the Yid will see it. And if there's only goyim there, you need a yoshev meshamer. Rav Shimon says in this, reshus oiv dechavim achasi. Now, what does he mean by saying reshus oiv dechavim achasi? Zog to Gemara, boy aluhu. Rav Shimon ben Elazar lahakel oi lahachmer. Is Rav Shimon ben Elazar coming to Mekel or coming to Yimachmer? And what's the tutzdadim? So the tutzdadim Rashi explains, which is the Gemara right away, explains like this. That is he coming to Yimekel, which means like this. Tanakhama says that if you have an ear shakula v'chavim, it's also to leave your wine in the house of the goy, and even any goy, you can't. There's two levels. The goy himself who owns the press. Now he is very confident about it, the wine by him, because that's his house. But let's say you take the wine after you make it by the goy and you store it in someone else's press. So maybe over there, that guy is not so positive he's going to touch it because it's not his wine. He's definitely a ganav. If it's his own wine, he doesn't feel such a ganav. Someone else's place, maybe there it's a better shmir. Are you choshed for touching or not? So one side is to say, Tanakam is saying the whole problem is, the problem is any guy. Hit this guy or different guy. And on that, Shimon ben Elazar says, is kol reshus v'chavim achasi? Like a bit of you. Is everything the same? It's not the same. Dafka, the base bailov is a problem. But not base bailov is mutter. So it'd be a kula. He was saying, Rishus v'chav ma'achasi? He was saying a kula. That's what Shimon Loz was saying. The other side is that he learned from the Tanakhama is Dafka if it was in the goy's Rishus, the bailov. But if it was a different Rishus, it would be mutter. On that, Shimon Loz is being machmir and saying, every Rishus v'chav ma'achasi. That's to start them. Lahakel or lahachmer. That's the first to start them. A boy Lewis was lahakel lahachmer. Rav Yehuda imer ziri. That's lahakel. Rav Nachman was ziri. It's lahachmer. Rav Yehuda imer ziri lahakel. V'achkam etanakama k'shem shirushusi aser kafzer v'chavim achanami aser. The Tanakama is saying just like his own rishus aser, the same thing in rishus of a v'chavim achah is also aser. V'chashinon legoimlim, and you are choshel legoimlim, which means like this: that even though in another rishus the L'chaira, why would the guy touch it? Teretz is, the guy, let's say, you know, the other guy is guy number B. He says, tells the guy A, if you want, you come touch it. And when I have the story, I'll come touch it by you. He lets him come in. Why does he do it? Because he wants to, they're very religious, and he wants to be able to menasach, the different one, when he'll go into your house, it's gremlin. You do it for me a favor, I'll do you a favor. That's what the Tanakhama holds. That's why in a different rishus is a problem. And that, the welcome Tanakam Khishabs Gaim. And Shim Laza says, Aimer no Medvar Murum Vishusa. Abrashusa Vikhav Maharas Mutav Khashin Lagrimlim. And the way you read the Gemara is it Rishusa Akasi? It's like a bit to me. That's the Mandiyam Lahakal. The Mandiyam Lahakmir is like this, that we're back to find the place again over here. Rav Nachman Amar Ziri Lahachmer. Rav Nachman says that's Machmer. V'halkama Tanakama. Medvar Amurim Bereshusa. The Tanakama is Dafka Bereshusa. Bereshusa V'chav Ma'achah Mutter. V'loi Chashin L'Gremlim. Not worried that he'll let the other guy in to do it and he'll pay him back. Rav Shimon Amaloi says, no, he's Machmer. Kol Reshus V'chav Ma'achasi. Everything is one and you're Machmer but every guy is Reshus. Tanyaka Vaseid Rav Nachman. We have a brisa that says, like Rav says, that Rav Shimon Loza is Machmer. Rav Shimon Loza, Kol Rosh Shavuot Machas Ibn Ramayim, all Rosh Shavuot Machas is one because of the Ramayim means because of Gaimlim. Zot Maravat Vait, the Parzak Rufilo, Oisivu Chamra Gabi Arisayu. The Parzak Rufilo is, Parzak's name of a person, Rufilo is the Mishnah Lamelech, Oisivu Chamra Gabi Arisayu. He left his wine by his aris. Now, he was a guy, and he left wine by his aris. Now, let's say this is a shaila of a different guy, right? When you have wine that's left by a guy, and you leave it to a different guy, there's a machlaikis if you have to be choshesh div or something. Remember, the guy himself, who's the bailim, is more ready to touch it. Mashaik, a different guy, is a machlaikis, we don't know which way, but it's machlaikis.
You just have the shimon gaimlin?
Machlokes. Shulchan Aruch is not a Tanakh Kama. Mechashu Gan. Machlokes. So that's Machlokes. So here we're going to say a story where one of this is told in the Machlokes. We have a guy who someone cashed wine in his house, and he gave it to his oris. He gave it to his sharecropper to keep it in his house. Also a guy. So Savru Rabbanika made the Rav Lameimar, Kichashin Legoimlim, when he chashed for Goimlim, that he'll pay me back. If he lets me go in, I'll pay him back and let him come into me. And the gear says, V'hai Gabi Hai. Only if it goes two ways. But the truth is, an Oris never has his own press, and no one ever makes wine by him. Given the Arise, Lav Darchel Asuve, Bei Parzik Roy Filo, Legoim Lechashidon. The Oris never puts wine by Bei Parzik, so it doesn't pass to say, Goim means I pay you back when you pay, I'll do for you, you do for me. Since by Oris there's no chash for that, so maybe there Loi Chashinon. Omelu Rava, it's the opposite is true. It's a bigger chash when the guy puts it by his Oris, it's a bigger chash. Why? Because there, if the guy comes to his own Oris and touches the wine, is the Oris going to snitch on him? No, he's scared of his boss. So therefore, if I carry it, there Lekuli Al Vimayda, it is a problem. Omelu Rava, Ad Rava, Filman Loi Chashin Legoim Lim, Hanim Bili Hecha Loi Mirsis Minei. That's only if he's not scared of him. Avahalcha, keeping the mirsimnei, since the Oris is scared of his boss, mechapi alehas chusa. He'll be cover for him. If he touches it, he will not snitch, and he'll cover for him. He'll say, no, he never touched it because he's scared of his boss. So here, I was saying here, there's two starting to say, but it's not totally that machlekes. The Oris vakeret is a kuliyama problem because the Oris is an extension of the owner because the Oris is scared of the owner, and therefore, if the owner comes and touches the wine, if the guy owner comes and touches the wine, he will not snitch on him, he'll cover for him actually, and therefore, it's still a chash. Ahu kracha, dav yos bechamra. There was a city that there was wine sitting there. Chamra di Yisrael, Chamra v'yid. Ishtakach v'chav davakoy beini doni. They found a guy that was hanging out between the barrels. And the shayla was, did he touch it? So Amar Rava, im nitvas of Ganev, if he's the type of guy that has no connections, Rashi says, him v'chav v'cholashu, v'yash emes shayftei ir alav, v'yim tzu na'igea, nitvas of Ganev, he has no connections, if he gets caught, he's caught, then the halach is chamra shari, because he's scared to touch it. V'ilav, and if not, it's also. If not, then it's also even ba'anah, because vaday noga. And over here, Rashi gives us a maskana de milsa. Rashi now says that when we finish the parak, we're going to go through a few different maskana de milsa. Not everyone exactly stims with everything we learned, but the maskana de milsa goes like this. That he says, maga oivin chavim. First of all, if a guy touches wine, and he does it bekavana, the halacha is, it's also even bahana. That's the first halacha. And he sells through the halacha of agardamim, which means we have a case where there was a guy who was like the FDA, he was testing the wine. We said there's also bahana even. Because if he touches the wine bekavana, the halacha is also bahana. That's number one, Rashi tells you. Shaloi bekavana, what's examples of kavana? He didn't realize it was wine. He thought it was shemen, like the case of the charim. And also he fell into the bar, shaloi bekavana. It's mutta bahana. So that means Rashi thinks two types of negias. Negias bekavana, we paskins also bana. Negias shaloi bekavana is also b'shtiyah mutabana. The same thing applies to someone who tries to take out an esrig from the wine. He touched it also shaloi bekavana. It's mutabana, also b'shtiyah mutabana. What about maga b'chavai didava acher, like a kana, like a stick? In such a case. So the same thing over there, if we know he's miskaven for something else, like he's moddu bekano, he's taken off the bee, it's mutta ba'ana, asa b'shtiyah. Now, if it's bekavana, zok Rashi, then it's asa ba'ana. Even with a stick, this is Rashi Shita, that if you touch something at the dava achar, it's asa ba'ana in a case where you're worried about kavana. Because Rashi holds kavana with dava achar is asa ba'ana, not like Tosfos. Then Rashi brings down, what about koicha? So koicha, if you pour something, which Rashi calls koicha b'chiburim, which means you're pouring something for him, so then it's osa bahana, actually. It's osa bahana, if he pours wine, because he's arrived from the meziga, the case of Rabbi Yechon, when it's a meziga, he says it's osa bahana, which again is a big shayla, this is a big shayla in Rashi Shita, the Pasha Rashi Shita was that it's mutta bahana. He says, it's a steer really in Rashi's. So here he says, osa bahana, if you pour the wine, we spoke out the other day, a Rosh to handle this, there's two Maduras in Rashi. This Rashi is going to Madura, that's Asa Bahana by Koichai. That means if the guy pours a cup of wine for you, it's Asa Bahana actually. That's what will come out from here. And Agav, that today the we pass the Shulchan Aruch pass Ramah. There's no Issa Hana anymore in Yayin Nesach. Only Issa Shtia. And the reason is because they're not so religious today. The Goyim Ayin Shom. I guess we're not getting to the halacha, but it's Mutabah Hana today. The wine, the Yayin Stam Yenim is Mutabah Hana. Even though Stam Yenim in the time of the Gemara was also Bahana, but Stam Yenim today is Mutabah Hana. But in any case, we're saying over here, Koicha is Asa Bahana, and that's if he doesn't know, but he doesn't realize it's wine, he pours, he doesn't know if it's wine, like the case of the Sheikha we had before, there it's even Mutta Beshtia. So we would Mechalik something now. By Maga, Shaloi Bikavana is Asa Beshtia Mutta Bahana. Bikavana Asa Bahana. By Koicha, if he knows it's wine, it's Asa Bahana, according to Rashi. Now the way Rashi learns here. If he doesn't know it's wine, it's not only Mutta Bahana, it's Mutta Beshtia. Like the story we had with the Sheikha, we had a story with two Rabbanon that were sitting and they were drinking something and they had a guy serving them and they chapped afterwards as a guy. So Gemara says, Mani Yom also on the Mutta. What's the machlokes? If he thinks it's Sheikha or not. But that's klar. If he thinks it's Sheikha, it's Mutta. What's Pshat? It's Mutta Bashir. So you see that Koichoi Shaloi Bekavana is Mutta. So that's another thing of Rashi. And Shaloi Bekavuru means if I throw something into the wine, if the guy throws something into the wine, it's Mutta Afashir, even is Meskavin. Like Rav Ashi's klal called Shavazov Tar by Rechav Meino Oisa Yayin Nesach. These are all these halachas of halacha lemaisa that Rashi brings down.